Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
Hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us, as always, as we continue to study together lies in the textbook. This is our new program, where in it we will look at what has been written in the geography, history, social study books for our children. And sadly, there are plenty of lies written there by Muslims to indoctrinate, to brainwash, or to infiltrate the mind and the heart of the new generation of our children here in the United States of America. In our last program, we talked about the promised land, Israel, which is known in the Quran as the Holy Land, which was given to the children of Israel after Moses left Egypt with his people. And we read about it in the Quran, in chapter 5, verses 20 to verse 26. Today, as we promised you in our last program, we will be talking about the same story in the true account of the Bible. First, I would like to go to Abraham, which is roughly 4,000 years ago, when God gave Abraham the promise that he will receive the promised land. Remember that God called Abraham from the land of Iraq, Ur el-Kildanin, to the promised land. And Abraham was getting old in age. And up to this moment, in Genesis chapter 15, he had no children at all. God promised him that he would give him the land. But at the same time, God did not give him any children to inherit this land. But then we read that God told Abraham in verse 7, "I am the Lord who got you out of the land of Ur al-Kildanin to give you this land that you may inherit it." Abraham asked God in verse 8, "How do I know that I will inherit this land?" God made a covenant with Abraham, and there we see the sacrifices which Abraham offered between verses 9 and 11. There, when the sun set, Abraham had fallen into a deep sleep. And then God spoke to Abraham in verse 13. And he told him that your children will be in a foreign land, which is not for them. They will be put into slavery there, and they will be afflicted for 400 years. But then God promised Abraham that God will punish this land, and the children of Israel will leave this land with great subsistence. Obviously, God here was speaking to Abraham about what will take place in the land of Egypt. This is a prophecy for the future of the descendants of Abraham. And then God said in verse 16 that in the fourth generation, they will come again to inherit the land of the Amorites. Notice that the Bible did not say the land of the Palestinians, but the land of the Amorite. On that day, in verse 18, the Bible said that the Lord made a covenant with Abraham. And in this covenant, the Lord said to Abraham that the descendant of Abraham will take this land from the river of Egypt until the great river, the river of Farat, which is in Iraq. But now we ask the question, who were the people who live in this promised land? As we will see in upcoming programs, we will read in the textbooks, which were written by some liberal and some Muslim, that they always emphasize that the land where the Jewish people took was known as the land of the Philistine. When we read the Bible, which is the true history book, even though the Bible is not a history book, but when the Bible talks about history, it is always 100% true. We read in Genesis chapter 15, verses 19, 20, and 21. Here is the word of God, that the people who lived in this land were the Canaanites and the Kenizzites and the Kedomites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Raphaites and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Girgashites and the Jebusites. These are the people who lived in the promised land before Abraham's descendant took this land. Did you notice which name is missing? The name is missing here is the Palestinians. So where did the Palestinians come from? Were they the Arab Muslim who live today in the land, or they were another complete nation? But notice that the Bible is very clear. It said that God gave this land to Abraham, descendants, not because they were smart, not because they were strong, not because they will fight the battle, but because simply God gave it to them. He owned the earth, and he can do whatever he wished on earth. A very important verse, we may sometimes read the Bible and skim over some verses without looking at it in depth. Once again, that is Genesis chapter 15 and verse 16. The Bible said, "But in the fourth generation they shall come here again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full." What is the Bible is talking about? You see, when we look at the scripture in the Old Testament, we see that the God of the Old Testament is the same as the God of the New Testament. In the Old Testament, he punished people for their sins, physically by death and eternally by the fire of hell. And that is very just. And because God is not a respecter of persons, that's why his rules apply to everyone, Jews or Gentiles. God punished the Amorites for their sin. That's why God destroys them. That's why God asked Moses and Joshua to engage in war with them, that they may remove them from the face of the earth. And as we have covered this in many studies in the past, God did the same thing to his own chosen people when they had sinned against him. Now, the Bible is very clear that there were people living in the promised land, and these people were sinful people, but their sin was not yet complete. Their iniquity was not yet in fullness. And when the time came, that is 400 years later, after this conversation which took place between Abraham and God in Genesis 15, their punishment was accomplished. That is when God asked Moses and the children of Israel to engage in war with these wicked people of the land. And there the children of Israel took their land. Notice that the Israelites did not take the land because of their strength or because of their might or because they just went in war. No, because God gave it to them. And the reason God gave it to them, because God's judgment was accomplished in the wicked people of the land because of their iniquity. That is the same message we have seen throughout the Old Testament, as how God punished the people in the days of Noah with the flood, as God punished the people in Sodom and Gomorrah with the fire, as God punished his own people, the chosen one, Israel, when they have sinned against him many times throughout the pages of the Old Testament, sometime with the snakes, sometime with a plague, sometime with the sword as they kill each other. It was a true justice of the Old Testament that the soul which sinned must die. That is the nature of the just God in the Old Testament. It is the same in the New Testament. But thank God for his grace. So instead of you and I dying for our sins, he put his own son, Jesus Christ, on the cross to die as a substitute for you and me. That is the history and the truth of the Bible. So in this piece of land, there were 10 nations, as we read about them in Genesis chapter 15, verses 19 through 21. These 10 nations, which we have difficulty to pronounce their names in English, but the common thing about them all, their names end with ites. They all end with the letters ITES. That's why sometimes you hear preachers say the tithes people. None of them were Palestinian, but they were the original people of the land. As a matter of fact, biblically, I can back up and I show you the origin of these 10 nations. But here is the facts. These 10 nations were not Arabs. They were not the Palestinians who live today in Gaza or around Israel. And we will have the proof after the break.
In our short time together here on Revealing the Truth About Islam, we can only cover a portion of all that we would like to share. Please take a few moments today and visit our website at www.thestraightway.org to find more information about the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the darkness of Islam. Our website has several links to many resources for further study, including a detailed listing of the many seminars we offer on DVD. Topics include, is the Quran infallible? Has the Bible been corrupted? The treatment of women in Islam? Muhammad or Christ? What the Quran teaches about Jesus? And many more. Have you always wanted to read what the Quran actually teaches, but didn't know which translation to trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugarcoated the many violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After several years of research and networking with scholars around the world, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry has recently offered the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever published. Filled with study notes to the reader and a careful comparison of key passages of the Quran and the Bible, this translation will arm you with the knowledge you need in reaching those lost in the darkness of Islam. Please take a few moments today and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org for all these resources and more. And now, back to our show.
Here is the proof that the Palestinians were not Arab. Have you ever thought of who Muslims claim to be? They claim to be the children of Abraham from Hagar, which is false because we all believe, according to Genesis chapter 25, that they are the children of Keturah. But in any way, they are the children of Abraham. When God called Abraham to go from the land of his ancestor, the land of Al-Kildanin, which is Iraq, to the promised land. Were there any people living there in the promised land? Yes, indeed. And who are these people? It's exactly the same 10 nations which we read about in Genesis 15, verses 19 to 21. Al-Qiniyin, Al-Qinziyin, Al-Aqdamuniyin, Al-Hissiyin, Al-Friziyin, Al-Rafaiyin, Al-Amuriyin, Al-Kin'aniyin, Al-Jirjashiyin, and Al-Yabusiyin. These 10 nations were in the land. These are the original people of the land. They cannot be Palestinians. They cannot be Arabs. For a simple reason, because they were there before Abraham went to the promised land. If Abraham is the father of the Arabs, so how can there be Arabs there in the promised land before Abraham have any children? Therefore, none of the original people of the promised land have any ties with the children of Abraham. The people were there before Abraham came to the promised land. And these people were sinners. And God gives them 400 more years that they may repent, that they may turn from their wicked way. But instead, they did not repent, but they became more sinful and more wicked. And when their iniquity was full, that's when God's judgment was fair and just on them. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. God punished the original people of the land because of their sin by death. And God gave their land to the Jewish people as God fulfilled his promise to Abraham, which he has given over 400 years before that day. And Moses' people, as we have read in the Quran, took the Holy Land, took the promised land, as we can read throughout the pages of the Bible. So now we ask the question, where did the Palestinians come from? Muslim today, when they hear the word Palestinian, as they read many of the passages of the Bible, David fought the Palestinian, and many battles took place with the Palestinian. All Muslim believers think that these Palestinians whom David fought are the same Palestinians who live today in the land of Israel, simply because in the Arabic language, the word Palestinian or the word Palestinians are the same. We say Philistinian, who live in the land of Philistine. But a very important fact we must know, that the original people who were known as Palestinian were not Arab. As a matter of fact, we know for sure that the original Palestinian came from the islands of the Mediterranean Sea. As for those who claim that the Palestinian were the original people of the land, here is some fact. Do you know that the origin of the word Philistine lies in Plasheth? This is a name appearing frequently in the Bible and have started being known as Philistine in English. The root word of Plasheth lies in the word Bela, which means migratory, that is, the people who immigrate from one place to another. Which means what? That the Palestinians were not the original people of the land. They themselves immigrated from somewhere else, which now we know to be from the islands of the Mediterranean Sea between Greece and Turkey, and they came to the promised land in different stages. The first group, they were there before the patriarchal period, and they settled in the city of Jerir. The second group immigrated from Crete, and they settled in the southern coastal area, such as Gath, Ekron, Ashdod, Ashkelon, and Gaza. In the 5th century, the Greek historian Herodotus called this area the Palestinian Syria. In AD 135, the Emperor Hadrian plotted out the name Brevencia Judea and renamed it Brevencia Syria Palestina. And this is the Latin version for the Greek name. And then soon, the name was shortened to Palestina, which we call Palestine today. The name in the Arabic language is pronounced Philistine. Now we know where the people of Philistine in Arabic, Palestine in English, came from. They were not the original people of the land, but they themselves were immigrants from the islands of the Mediterranean Sea to the promised land. So when we read in the Bible that David have war with the Philistines, he was not fighting the Arab Philistine because they were not there, but actually he was fighting those people who immigrated to the same land which God has already given to the descendant of Israel, which God has given to Moses and the Jewish people. Long time before the Philistines immigrated from their islands to the promised land. Remember in our last program, when we talked about the taking of the promised land, which Allah called in the Quran the Holy Land, from Quran chapter 5, verses 20 to verse 26. Literally in 6 verses, Muhammad summarized the entire account of hundreds of years of the life of the Jewish nation. That's how we know that the Quran is a counterfeit to the account of the Bible. I don't care how smart you are. I don't care how many degrees you have in Islamic education. You cannot understand the true taking of the promised land by reading these 6 verses. And even if you read the interpretation of these verses by Muslim scholars, they will not be able to tell you or to fill all the missing information which obviously Muhammad disregarded or did not know about concerning the taking of the promised land. We can easily ask many questions concerning the promised land during the life of Moses and during the life of Joshua, and also what took place throughout the life of the Jewish nation in the promised land. And sadly, none of these questions can be answered by the reading of these few verses of the Quran or even by the interpretation of Muslim scholars. And believe it or not, as you will see this in my new book, The Revelation of Error, what Muslim scholars always do is simply taking more information out of the Bible to fill what Muhammad forgot to insert when he was copying from the Bible to the pages of the Quran. And that is not a true interpretation, but it is what I simply call a continuing plagiarism and fabrications. A simple question I would like to ask: who are the men whom Moses sent to spy on the land, and which land? When we read the Quran, there is no answer. When we read the textbooks, which are written by Muslim and liberal to indoctrinate and to brainwash, infiltrate our children, they will all say to you, this was the land of the Philistines. Is this true? Let's look quickly to one verse in the Bible. In the book of Numbers, chapter 13 and verse 2, the Bible said, send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Did you hear what the Bible said? The spies were sent to the land of Canaan, not to the land of Palestine, for there were no Palestinians living in this land at this time. To learn more about lies in the textbooks, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.